You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Low-budget films are often the butt of jokes in today's movie industry. But tomorrow, filmmakers from the Midwest and a few international artists will attempt to change that. North by Midwest Film Festival in Kalamazoo challenges filmmakers to make the best movies possible for only $5,000 to $10,000.
I need you to drive Flora to and from the club. And tell me everyone that she talks to.
That's a clip from Journeyman, a film from Kalamazoo director Matt Weaver. It's about an injured boxer who gets caught up in illegal deals.
Haven't you ever thought about taking the money you drop off and just leaving town?
Nick Eppinga works for Kalamazoo's Public Media Network and is a member of the Kalamazoo Film Society. Both organizations helped put on this year's festival. He says having a small budget forces filmmakers to get creative.
Less reliant on throwing money at problems, I guess, and having to figure out a way to do it with their limited resources, which makes it a lot more interesting.
Probably the most low-budget category at the festival would be the microcam entries. These are 5-minute films shot entirely on things like smartphones and tablets. Ashley Behrens does marketing for Public Media Network and helped organize the festival. She says films shot on microcams are becoming more common these days. Even PMN's producers use them.
You know, we have a lot of producers that will use any means to get the right shot. And, you know, with your phone or your tablet or whatever, your GoPro, you can just put that right on the floor and aim it up to get that awesome shot. And I think, you know, using those small devices is always an experiment kind of way. And that's what we really wanted to do with this category, is see what kind of shots, what kind of stuff you could get.
Though not every iPhone movie is polished, some of the shots might surprise you. Take Jesse Knittel's music video to Holding On to You by 21 Pilots, for example. It's a black and white montage of her home videos mixed with high quality scenes from the band's concert and driving through downtown Detroit.
Remember the moment, you know exactly where you're going, cause the next moment before you know what time is slow and then it's frozen still and the windowsill looks really nice, right? You think twice about your life, it probably happens at night, right?
Behrens says one of her favorite films on the list takes a totally different approach to a music video. Kalamazoo filmmaker Evan Vanderveen captures an artist swirling abstract designs in a dishpan to the tune of an Animal Collective song.
They use just a little dish and put milk, food coloring, and dish soap, and then just pushed it around and filmed it into a music video. And it is beautiful.
Though the budget is pretty strict for these films, Behrens says there is a sort of loophole. The budget does not include equipment costs. That's what allowed Michael Ten Cleege of the Netherlands to rent a Red camera to shoot his film, Stephen Caught a Star. The Red camera company makes high-quality digital video cameras. To buy one can cost tens of thousands of dollars. Behrens says the festival wants to show wannabe filmmakers that there's more than one way to do it.
People want to know what people have shot on, what people used. So we are also including that, along with the budget, on the website and in the program.
Another one of the festival's goals is to create a more connected film community in Southwest Michigan. Behrens says filmmakers that work together can double their budgets and their creativity.
You know, when you definitely think of a student or someone who does this on the side, you have a low budget. So in order to, you know, get these projects done, these wonderful projects done, you really need help. And so we want to make sure that at this festival that people are able to meet each other and collaborate on their projects in the future.
The Microbudget Film Festival North by Midwest is free and takes place tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. For the schedule, follow the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.